So what was I saying before I got distracted by eels and earrings? Ah, yes, that the Romanization of the Iberian Peninsula was organized from Tarraco. What I mean by that is that not only soldiers passed through here, but also craftsmen and craftswomen, traders and officials who settled here with their families. Like I said, you can't build an empire with armor alone. Now, the Iberians were still here, of course, but as time went by, it became more and more difficult to distinguish them from the new arrivals. It was this enormous mix of people from every corner of the empire that over the centuries gave rise to a city that was 100% Roman. And naturally, to build a city, at least a Roman city, you need stone. Look at the picture over there. That's a quarry 6 or 7 miles from Tarraco. Let's have a closer look. This particular quarry is the source of the stone that was used to construct many large buildings in the city. It wasn't a very attractive stone, nor could it be used for everything. For finer works, marble was brought in from other sites. The empire was full of quarries, as this map to the left clearly shows. For instance, the headless statue just behind you is made from imported marble. To the right of the map, and also made of imported marble, is a small pedestal bearing a long inscription. The statue that stood on it has since disappeared. But judging by the inscription, we know that it was dedicated to the protective spirit of the colony of Tarraco. Let's take a look at the first line. As it's hard to write in stone, you'll notice that familiar words are abbreviated. The first word, genio, meaning genius or spirit, is written in full. In contrast, all that's needed for the word colonia or colony are three letters, col, and between col and taric are three words so well known that all that's required is a single letter for each one. An I for Iulia or Julian, the pointed U of urbis, city, and the T of triumphalis, triumphal. Julian colony and triumphal city of Tarraco. That was Tarraco's official name. Everyone here knew it and was proud of it. Why? Well, first of all, because being a colony meant having more rights and being more politically and economically important than a military camp or ordinary city. And secondly, because being Julian meant that the colony status had been accorded by none other than the invincible and divine Julius Caesar. Even now, yes, now in your time, Julius Caesar has a month of his own, July. I can almost hear poor Cicero muttering. He could never accept that the Senate of his beloved Republic should have become a puppet in the hands of a deified general. Oh, Cicero, if you had changed sides in time as Tarraco did, perhaps you would have died of natural causes, an old man in your own bed. We're not quite done here, so don't move on just yet.